We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'll remind you that we will be here every week here on your local station. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me, health journalist Bill Sardi. You know, Bill, my wife said something, it's been a couple months back. And the more I think about this statement, the more profound it seems to me. And she said, you know, you just can't get anything from anywhere and call it your food. And, you know, I remember as a little kid, if you had to eat brown bread going to school, you just felt so put upon. seriously, you were just so dejected.
Yeah, we did go through that era. I guess we all did.
Maybe you all don't. Maybe some of you aren't of our age. But, boy, the kids that had the Wonder Bread, the white bread, the nice, soft white bread that, you know, you could roll up into a little ball and eat one bite. I mean, it was just so great. I remember seeing that helps build bodies 12 different ways. I mean, this Wonder Bread was really, really amazing. White bread was the symbol of good health and raising your kids right. But what's the real story here, Bill?
Well, we got big that way. They put in the growth factors, the B vitamins and the iron. So it was a vitamin nutrient fortified bread. They just took out the controlling factor, which was bran. Bran has a little molecule in it called IP6 or inositol hexaphosphate, means six phosphate molecules. But it's the six phosphate molecules are bound to a molecule of inositol. Well, it is the metal controlling or iron controlling molecule of the body. So they put this fortified iron in that was highly absorbable and rusted the kids out. And after time, if you accumulate iron, that drives insulin resistance. And then the kids became big. We had B vitamins get bigger. And I don't know if you noticed, I was watching one of these documentaries about World War II. And here were German troops in the 1940s marching down a street in Germany. And they were all shrimps. They were all small. So later on, we got all these vitamin fortified foods. You notice we're all much taller. So that's fine, but we got wider. And this voice and this channel and our program here has been talking about iron and disease. We've talked about bloodletting, that if you just went out and donated blood and reduced the iron load in your blood, you would eliminate cancer and diabetes and heart disease. Just real simple. And modern medicine would be on its ear because trillions of dollars of healthcare dollars wouldn't need to be spent. But here we are going the other way with the white bread. And the reason why this is back in the news is they just did a study. And let's see what they did. They took the eating habits of 9,200 Spanish university graduates for 5 years. So those who ate both white and whole grain breads didn't have an increased risk for weight gain. But those who ate only white bread, two or more portions of white bread a day, were 40% more likely to be overweight and obese. Now, this shouldn't be, you know, a really much of it. It's kind of a we all should have known this. But at any rate, there it is. And what they don't do is fill in the blanks. I wrote a book, Downsizing Your Body, all about this very thing. They took the bran out of the bread and added the highly absorbable iron, and that's what happened there. Is we spawned the diabetes epidemic from that point forward. That was before high fructose corn syrup. So then we added the high fructose corn syrup, and we got even better iron absorption out of baked bread. So this is kind of what goes on. There was a headline earlier in the year that we're underutilizing cereal bran as part of fiber. Now, when we hear of eating more fiber from apples, fiber from pears. What you want is that fiber that comes from the bran. So really what you get is bran. And it has this miracle little molecule that controls the iron. And we've basically taken it out of our diets. A vegetarian diet will provide 1,500 milligrams of this IP6 fiber molecule that you find in bran. And a carnivorous diet will have about 750 milligrams of this IP6 molecule. And a Western diet will have only about 250 milligrams. So we've lost control of iron and the other metals, copper. And this IP6 molecule also dissolves and binds to calcium, so we don't calcify, we don't rust. It all also gets heavy metals, mercury, lead, cadmium, and so on. So we're just lacking it.
Hey,
so we're
Bill?
Vulnerable to this metal erosion.
Well, now, what I get from you is that what you're telling us is that the diabetes epidemic isn't just driven by the carbs. It's that we've taken away the ability to control the iron. So what you just said, that was interesting, that the vegetarian diet having about 1,200, I think you said, IP6.
1,600 or so.
1,600, and then a typical carnivorous diet less, and then the typical American diet. So as we often say, someone who's a strict vegan or a really strict vegetarian might consider DHA fatty acids or some B12 that they might be lacking. If you're not, if you're eating the typical American diet or, you know, a carnivorous diet, wouldn't IP6 really rise up there on things you ought to be supplementing?
And Americans here, you know, we take vitamin E, we take green tea, we take – well, what is IP6? I actually wrote a whole book about it called The Iron Time Bomb. Over a decade ago, I went to Japan. And rice in it, you can get it, go to a health food store and get it. It's good for so many wonderful things. I can remember my swimming pool, the gardener came and threw some, you know, fertilizer on the lawn, and the wind blew that night, and it blew a lot of the fertilizer into the pool, and the fertilizer had iron in it, and it left rust marks in the bottom of my swimming pool. So I pointed out to him the next week, look what you did to my pool. So the little, you know, rust dots all over the pool. So I took a bottle of rice bran powder, this IP6 rice bran powder. You can get it in health food stores. And I poured it into the swimming pool. And a week later, all the rust marks were all gone. So they add it to paint to stabilize paint. You could add it to the human body to stabilize the human body. And it's just a wonder. If you're diabetic, it would be a wonderful thing for you. Since it binds to iron and copper, it takes away those two growth factors, iron and copper, that make tumors grow. So it's a tremendous anti-cancer weapon. It's just available and ignored in health food stores. But, you know, we combined this whole thing. We got rid of the bran that had the IP6, and we added the high fructose corn syrup, and we've become carb cravers because the food industry wants it to us to. And here's the headline, is the food industry really concerned with obesity? And no, it says they're interested in their bottom line profits. So by increasing high fructose corn syrup, what we did is we grew more candida yeast in our lower digestive tract. That's a sugar craving yeast fungus. And then what happens? It overgrows and then it wants more sugar and we overeat sugar. And this just kept generating this whole thing. And the food industry wants us to eat more. We're at war with the food industry. And they don't tell us all this, so they lace our foods with MSG trying to get us to eat more. And I remember sitting down for a lunch with some fellows from Japan, just got off the airplane, and there were two of us on our side of the table, two on the other, and they ate about half of their lunch, and the two of us here living in the United States ate everything on our plate. So they just don't eat as much because in Japan – they have these limiting factors in their diet that don't make them as hungry. They don't have the high fructose corn syrup. They have more natural substances. They have this, you know, 18 dishes. You know, you sit down for a Japanese meal. They call it the Japanese dishwasher problem. They got, you know, a little bit of seaweed, and they got a little bit of miso soup, and they just got all these vegetables and all these things. So you got to eat all these things every day. And so they get a lot more of this IP6 naturally in the diet. And, of course, they have other mineral-controlling molecules in the green tea and so on. So It's just we completely went the other way. But what happened here is that commercial interests drove it, and then our medical system just wrung its hands with glee and went, oh, goody, more disease to treat. And instead of stopping this and changing the diet and insisting, we just went on, more disease to treat, we'll make more money, and modern medicine made its drugs and all that. You're not going to stop it. You're not going to take pills that are vitamins or drugs and stop all this if you just keep lighting matches and starting the fire. So you've got to get a good diet. We call it the low-carb diet. No bread, no pasta, no rice, no refined sugars. And I'm reading the headline today, limiting carbs would reduce breast cancer recurrence. Now, that's really important because a lot of women been treated for breast cancer. A lot of them didn't even have breast cancer because they overdiagnosed this thing. But nonetheless, if you limit the carbohydrates, we'll get into this a little later because we're going to talk about sugar and cancer. And so limit the carbohydrates, which turns to sugar in your body, and then you reduce that that breast cancer thing, which gets us, because we're talking about foods here. So should we allow food stamps, people that get them, to be able to buy soda pop with the high fructose corn syrup in it? So what they're talking about is maybe forbidding food stamps for sweetened drinks. I think, you know, I don't like government getting involved in all these things and telling us what to eat. But, you know, when somebody else is paying the bill, I wonder whether we should just allow them to become a public health problem that then we got to pay for more issues, health issues. So don't know. But I do know that we're up against the food industry. And, you know, I've got a couple of papers here about MSG being involved in our – we don't know. They lace our foods with it. It's involved in promoting fatty liver disease. About 35% of Americans have fatty liver. Well, we're just doing our – we don't understand. Our food industry is kind of trying to get us to open a bag of cookies or potato chips and eat it to the bottom. That's what they're trying to get us to do. So they put taste things in there and enhancers, MSG, things that stimulate our brain. We call them convenience foods. And we feel better, but we can't stop eating them. So it's us against them, and they want to blame Americans for losing self-control. No, no, no. It's inside. It's designed inside those foods, so you can't stop eating.
So, and you know, Bill, before we take a break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, I want to point something out to someone. Well, while I am certain that there are at least some food industry people who actually do sit around and just kind of, you know, want us to eat too much. It's really pretty simple. If you're selling food, you want to sell more. And if you can get people to eat more, that's good. If you have a hospital, you want it to be full. You know, if you're a doctor, you want your office full. If you're selling medications, you want everybody on medications.
I used to work in a hospital, and when the hospital beds opened up and they had empty beds, they'd put up signs in the hallway, and as the doctors walked in to see patients, they became aware, oops, some of our beds are empty, and it was kind of a hint to all the doctors, you know, start getting more admissions because we got to keep the hospital full.
All I'm saying, folks, is, you know, it doesn't have to be a big organized conspiracy. This is just the pressure. The food industry wants us to eat more. The doctors want us in the hospitals on medications. But if we eat right, if we keep our nutrition right, we can get away from that. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Real quick note, if you would like your questions answered on Have a Heart Health Radio, we have a toll-free number. You can leave us a message, and we'll try to get to it as soon as we can. It's 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. Again, 844-494-3278. You know, Bill, I was attending a lecture, and it was on dementia, actually. And the fellow that was giving the lecture was talking about certain things that can cause dementia that we do in our lives. And I knew that there was a relationship between statin drugs, cholesterol drugs, and dementia. So I was all excited. I had my hand raised. I wanted to, you know, get that information out there. And yeah, as he was rattling off different things we do in our diet and lifestyle that might contribute to dementia. So I raised my hand and said, you know, also there's the statin drugs. And he just looked at me and said, actually, there's hundreds and hundreds of over-the-counter and, you know, prescription drugs that contribute to dementia. And not too long ago, I know I saw it on the news that they said that a daily baby aspirin could double your risk of macular degeneration. I have a feeling there's a Pandora's box here that we're going to open, Bill.
Well, aspirin depletes vitamin C in the body, and then it makes the capillaries weak, and then you get issues in the back of the eye and the brain and elsewhere. So I'm not a real fan of aspirin. Actually, I don't know whether aspirin would ever get approved again by the FDA if it had to go through the traditional scrutiny, because it causes lots of brain hemorrhages and causes gastric bleeding, and a few thousand people die of it every year. So imagine we had a dietary supplement that was as bad as aspirin. But we tend to think, well, you know, we've been using it all these years and it's safe. And by the way, one of the reasons why aspirin works is that it digs into your digestive tract, causes a little bleeding, and the little bit of bleeding causes you to lose a little iron, because there's a lot of iron in the blood where the hemoglobin pigment is, the red pigment. And so part of the therapy is that it does just, you know, everyday little bit of bloodletting, which we talk about controlling iron in other
words.
So if it has a good side, that's the good side of it. It can kill and so on. But we have an alarming headline today, and it's under the OMG category. Oh my God. Not this. What they did is a considerable long study, American Academy of Ophthalmology, their journal called Ophthalmology, of April 11, 2014. And this OMG, wow, no. I mean, people are losing their sight due to macular degeneration because of a side effects of the drugs they take. And they're trying to say, if you're taking vasodilators, dilators widen your blood vessels like nitroglycerin for angina, it increases your risk of the early form of macular degeneration. This is a sight-threatening disease, robs you of your central vision for reading and so on. And it increases about 72% if you're taking nitro tablets. If you're using beta blockers, now beta blockers are used frequently for blood pressure. They're used for stress issues because they lower your stress hormones and so on. And beta blockers increase the risk of what we call the wet or aggressive or neovascular or form of macular degeneration by 71%. And this was a good study. And it's a little frightening. I mean, we're causing a lot of blindness. And then we cause this now the beta blockers, for everyone listening, they go under trade names like Atenolol, which is Tenorman, or Carvedilol, which is Coreg, or Lopressor, or Toprol is Metoprolol, or Inderol is Propranolol. So, you know, these are the names. And the beta blockers are causing a real, real sight-threatening problem. And I'm wondering, you know, because the doctors are injecting these medicines then to treat it, and you get a needle in the eye every month or so. And the point is, maybe we should take all those patients that are on that therapy, getting the injected drugs off of beta blockers, I wonder whether the eye doctors will have the integrity, now that we know this, to take their patients off of the beta blockers. Of course, they're going to lose their cash cow there because they're making so much money, quite a few billion dollars selling the drugs they inject in the eye for the wet form of macular degeneration. They call it wet form because it's leaky and there's fluid leaking, and then there's new blood vessel formation, which invades the visual center of the eye. The eye becomes, the center of the eye lacks oxygen due to poor circulation, and new blood vessels come to deliver oxygen, but unfortunately invade the visual center of the eye and destroy the vision permanently. So what could we use in alternative for this? Well, for the, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, a little later, but we can use the vasodilators. Instead of nitroglycerin, we could use a garlic pill. And of course, one of our sponsors, Garlazyme, will talk about their product. But a good garlic pill that has the allicin in it, like our sponsor's product does, Garlazyme, creates a little bit of hydrogen sulfide gas, and then it, secondarily nitric oxide gas in your arteries. And those two little gases, they call it volcano gas. And it sounds terrible. It's a noxious gas. If you had a little bit of it in a meeting room of 200 people, just a little milliliter, you'd have to get out of the room. It smells. It's rotten egg smell. So the point is, this little gas is naturally created by a good, well-designed garlic pill, not by the common garlic pills, and it would dilate your blood vessels. I know it's working because I'm taking our Garlazyme capsule, and I know that it's vasodilating because I've had a couple of issues here lately, and it works. It's working wonderfully, and of course, we could do that probably without any side effect to the macular degenerate because nitroglycerin works far too strongly. And then what are we going to do to replace the beta blockers from nature? Well, beta blockers slow our heart rate by about 12 beats a minute. That's not good because less blood and oxygen is going to get to our brain, our eyes. And so we see all these problems crop up. We have a lot of fatigue, impotence in males, breathing problems on beta blockers. We could just give fish oil. It slows the heart by about 5 beats a minute and none of those same side effects. So I'm just trying to bring folks up. If you're listening and you have wet form macular degeneration, your doctor's injecting needle by the needle medicines in your eyes every month, you may want to get off of that beta blocker. That may be the problem right there.
Hey, Bill, I got to tell you, that I'm sitting here angry, to be honest with you, and I want to spend some time. I'd like to know a little more. I think our audience needs to know a little more about garlic and the vasodilation. But you know what I see going on, Bill? I see somebody maybe 50 years old, and they get high blood pressure or AFib or something. They get on these beta blockers, and then 10, 15 years later, or 5 years later, or whatever it takes to start affecting their vision, they're not being told by the doctor, hey, look, we're really sorry you happen to get a bad effect for this drug. They're just told, well, you're 70 years old. You have macular degeneration. I think a bunch of people are getting a lot of these problems because of their medications, and they just think it's because they're a certain age. This I don't know, makes me sad that this is going on, and it makes me sad when Mother Nature has a solution and we're not being told.
I'm just aghast at this whole thing here because we're dealing with an older population. They're trusting their doctors. They never looked at this. We got, you know, retirees on 5 to 7 prescription drugs in general. I was talking to a lady on the phone this week, and she went in to see the doctor, and the doctor said, what's wrong with you? You're not on any prescription drugs for your age. You're supposed to be on 4 prescription drugs. Let's just get you started. Pick 4, you know, kind of idea. You know, and she was just, what? You know, I don't need any drugs. I'm fine. And this is kind of the mantra from medicine, that we all have drug deficiencies, not nutrient deficiencies. So everything's treated that way. So, you know, it makes it rather difficult. I just think that it's unsettling for retirees to think that they can't trust their doctor. It's unsettling to think that the medicines I've been taking making me go blind. And they feel they're fearful, and they even knowing this, they're probably going to need a permission slip from their doctor to get off the beta blocker. Now, can you imagine you've stuck people between two fears? One is going blind unnecessarily, and the other one is, well, what's going to happen if I get off my beta blocker, my blood pressure goes too high, or whatever else they're treating you for with it. So they don't know where to go, and they're just overwhelmed. They don't know any of this information. Stop the beta blocker. By the way, some very big studies have shown that beta blockers are way overused and shouldn't be used. Why would you want to slow your heart rate?
Hey, Bill, you know what I want to do? We need to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. I would like to, you know, we talk about garlic, and I know a lot of people might be going, you know, I eat garlic all the time, and I don't seem to be getting all these health benefits. I want to explore that hydrogen sulfide gas a little bit and some of the things that you get, or how you can get everything from garlic you need. We'll take a short break here, folks. We'll be right back. Don't go away. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members, a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, with me, Bill Sardi, author, health journalist. Garlic, Bill, I've heard you say it on this program over and over again that if we had just based our medicine on garlic, we'd all be a lot healthier. And the science is there. It's pretty impressive. Garlic has a storied history as one of the original ancient superfoods. But I know that people might go, well, wait a minute now. I eat a lot of garlic, you know. I put garlic powder on my food, or I put garlic cloves in the this or that. And, gee, I still have, you know, high blood pressure, or I still have this problem or that problem. So I don't know. You can say all you want about garlic, but it's not working for me. What are we missing?
We're missing knowledge, that's all. And what we're missing is that garlic would have just replaced most drugs on the marketplace centuries ago, and did, because that's all they had before drugs. But the issue was, and we were using crude things, you know, quinine and, you know, various elixirs. But we didn't have medicines, kind of modern medicines, till they said we had the magic bullet, penicillin, and then later on some of the other molecules that we had, but they're all synthetics and they're all making a lot of money for drug companies. So what do we need synthetic molecules for? The biological action of virtually every prescription drug can be duplicated with dietary supplements. And one of them is garlic, which has, you know, it thins the blood so you don't need a blood thinner, and it takes care of the cholesterol so you don't need a statin drug. And it widens your blood vessels, which we've been talking about, the vasodilation, which comes from the hydrogen sulfide gas and the nitric oxide gas that's just temporarily produced in a minute amount in your arteries. And so it has all these, you know, and then it kills germs, bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoeba, all this, every known pathogen. And so it has all these wonderful properties to it. And I'm just reading here the therapeutic benefits of hydrogen sulfide in Alzheimer's disease. So should we just go breathe on the edge of a volcano? No, no. That hydrogen sulfide gas in your lungs, about four big whiffs, and you might be seeing an undertaker. But this small amount that's made in our arteries from eating garlic, well, they're pointing out that hydrogen sulfide has therapeutic benefits for the brain and Alzheimer's disease. Now, this article is this Journal of Clinical Neuroscience says, you know, this is where we should go. We should make hydrogen sulfide generating drugs. Well, we don't need a drug. We just need garlic. So, and it talks about, well, how in the world could that help us in the brain and make a young brain again? And it does it because hydrogen sulfide, because it's noxious, because it is a kind of, quote, poison gas, the body is alerted to turn on all of its antioxidant defenses, and that's how it works. So the more noxious it is, the more pungent it is, like garlic's just loaded with those kind of molecules, then the more it, and you only get a little minute amount of it. Now, to do this, you need a garlic pill that is going to make allicin, garlic's key molecule, and most garlic pills, including the ones labeled to have allicin, do not make any allicin or hydrogen. They make a little bit of hydrogen sulfide or a nitric oxide to dilate your blood vessels. And what you really need is an alkalinized garlic capsule. Now, you can go ahead and get a bulb of garlic, snap off a clove, crush it and macerate it, and you'll make this allicin molecule. The problem is its pungency and its odor, and that's what's kept humanity from making garlic the best drug of all time. And what the Garlazyme folks have done is taken alkaline minerals and mixed it in, so it takes away the pungency, but it still delivers allicin, and it gets in the stomach, and the stomach acid can't ruin the enzyme that creates allicin, and you have allicin. From there, you make the hydrogen sulfide gas and the nitric oxide gas, and you get these health benefits. Now, when the hydrogen sulfide gas gets to your arteries, it says vasodilate, it says widen. Well, it sends a ripple of that widening right down your bloodstream all the way through. And that ripple is better for circulation, but it also says something's wrong. And that's what signals the body to make defenses. And so it's going to make internal antioxidants. We call them catalase, superoxide dismutase, glutathione, hemoxygenase. These are enzymatic antioxidants naturally in your body. So if you turn that system on, now, how do you get Garlazyme? 866-405-4000. Garlazyme is the world's only for sure, deliver allicin in an $8.60 a month garlic capsule. So what's not to like about it? No price resistance. It's alkalinized. You're not going to have the garlic odor and breath. And you can get it. I gave you a price. I think it's $10.95 or something like that per month. But when you order three month supply bags, you get a fourth bag free, and it becomes $8.60 a month. And the Garlazyme folks kick in the shipping, and there you go. So no buyer's remorse, no garlic breath and odor. It really does produce allicin, as proven in human studies. And all of the rest are pretenders. So if you're reading on the label of garlic pills that they make allicin, it's garlic allicin pretend. They really don't. They have to have be made in a special way so the stomach acid doesn't destroy the enzyme that makes allicin. How do you get it? 866-405-4000. Leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back. 866-405-4000. That's Garlazyme is the product. You may want to search all over the internet. It's garlazyme.com, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E.com. You can go to the website, see my chalk talk there on how to really make sure you're getting allicin in your garlic pill. There is another website called Garlickzyme, and, of course, they're a shadow boxer. They're a pretender trying to pretend they're us. So, but at any rate, find a good you can use a fresh garlic clove, crush it, and if you can get it down all the time, you may end up with a sore throat and things. It's pretty pungent, difficult to swallow and deal with. So, but there's the two ways to get make sure you get the hydrogen sulfide gas. And they're saying you're going to think better. You're not going to lose your memory as you get older if you're eating garlic. Isn't that interesting? I mean, we know all the health properties of garlic, and it kills germs and all this. But nobody's linked it to this. Wow, it's going to help you keep your memory through its production of hydrogen sulfide gas. Isn't that interesting?
You know what? It's fascinating. And look, everybody, if you thought about it, I've often said this. You know, we see all the commercials. People ask us for money. We're the fight against this disease or that disease. And they show the people with the little masks on and the Bunsen burners with test tubes and computers. And they're looking for the cure for this disease and the therapy for this disease. And God bless them. I hope they get it. But where do you really expect your miracles to come from, folks? Do you think it's Big Pharma or do you think it's Mother Nature? And the more we study Mother Nature and the more we understand it, it's just the more we find. And here you have this simple food, garlic, that we've always known is good for us. And it's just if you really get real allicin, if you eat fresh, raw, macerated garlic, or if you take this new pill now, Garlazyme, and as a retailer that owns a health food store, I can tell you this is the only one. This is where your health miracles are going to come from. They're going to come from Mother Nature.
They sure will. I have some thrilling stories and accounts to tell people. Maybe in the next show, because we're starting to run out of time here a little bit more, about garlic and resveratrol, the red wine molecule. How all of these things work, but Mother Nature is unlimited and certainly in all of its fascinating aspects. And modern medicine disappoints, and we keep coming back for more of it. So the purpose of this show is to rattle your cage and get you to think about getting off drugs and using Mother Nature as your medicine. And we certainly want to promote that.
Bill, I always tell people, I think as a society we are confusing being medicated with being healthy. And if we just stepped back and said, my goal is to be healthy – and we go to someone, and the only thing they give us is drugs, 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 drugs. We just ought to be a little suspicious, and it's not necessarily a knock on the doctors, folks. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to identify and diagnose disease and sell these treatments.
Yes, but they're also supposed to fill their office and bill insurance.
Exactly.
And if they sell drugs, they get a drug consult, so they have a financial interest in this, even though the pharmacy dispenses and sells the drug. The doctor got paid $60, $80 more if there's a drug prescription in the visit at the office. So and of course, he wants to prescribe something you need to go back to get a prescription for to keep his office full. He doesn't want to give you things. You go down the health food store, you get healthy, and you never come back to him.
Yeah.
So they know the racket that they're in. And so
– exactly. You know. They always accuse people like us of, well, they're just selling vitamins. Well, okay. And they're not selling drugs. Well, folks, we are going to continue this discussion. Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Just two guys here that want to talk about your health.
I think our audience needs to be refreshed because we're new to some of these audiences. So I am Bill Sardi, a health journalist, and David Stouter, his voice that you hear, is the captain, originator, and founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. And I'm a formulator of dietary supplements. I've written a bunch of health books. And who cares about all those qualifications? What we care about is you. And we want to speak authoritatively to you, and Have a Heart Health Radio is about you. And we're trying to get you off the prescription drugs. We're trying to save your health. We want to point out to you that health insurance is not health insurance. It pays the bills. It does not make you healthy. Being on more medications is not the goal. And I've talked to so many people over the years. The last 10 years, I have an open phone line, so if somebody wants to call or email me, I try to help and answer their health questions without any commercial interest. And as we're doing that and talking with them, and they will typically say, oh, I'm perfectly healthy, and I only take three prescription drugs, a beta blocker, a statin drug, and a diuretic. Now, there's no way you can be healthy on those drugs because the statin drug is going to deplete you of something called coenzyme Q10. You need it for cell energy. And it's fraught with problems, increasing the risk of diabetes and memory loss and muscle wasting. And then you're going to be on a diuretic. It's going to deplete you of not only potassium and magnesium, but it's going to deplete you of vitamin B1. You're going to go into heart failure. And what was the third drug I said? It doesn't matter. They all deplete you of nutrients. And, of course, they don't replace those. A doctor doesn't tell you. It's not on the label. It's not on the bottle. So most of these nutrients are just going to deplete you of essential nutrients and make you nutrient deficient. And then whatever symptoms crop up, they're going to give you more drugs to handle that. So that's where we're going. Well, we were just talking about hydrogen sulfide from garlic helping us with Alzheimer's disease, believe it or not, widening and dilating our blood vessels, improving circulation to the brain. Now we're into the red wine molecule, resveratrol. Our sponsor is Longevinix. I'm the formulator of that product. And it says here in the Journal of Neuroscience, freshly print issue, and it says that resveratrol improved memory performance in lab rats? No. Healthy older adults. Now, that's a tough one because usually if you haven't had a mental decline, then they do this on younger people, some of these tests, and it doesn't improve anything. Well, how can you improve a youthful brain? It knows how to do everything, so there's no improvement. But these were healthy. They weren't Alzheimer'd out, senile, demented, older people. They were a little bit overweight, and they were of advanced age. And they took a modest dose of a resveratrol red wine pill, and they did some memory testing there, and figured out which parts of the brain are working better, called the hippocampus. And sure enough, there was a better recall of words that they had given them in some tests. Association of better memory performance was associated with improved sugar metabolism. Get it? Okay, This is interesting. So macular degeneration, Alzheimer's disease, and kidney disease are all related to high blood sugar levels. And so here they're saying as the sugar levels got under better control, and we know resveratrol, the red wine molecule, helps improve glucose or sugar metabolism, and it did it this way. Sugar brain, Go get eat more Twinkies. Go get more high fructose corn syrup. You're wiping out your brain. So here's an antidote here. Now, our sponsor is Longevinix. I formulated this pill. We put some things that make resveratrol work better called synergizers. They don't just do an additive effect. They're synergistic. They produce even a multiplication effect. And so sure enough, when we've tested Longevinix, this red wine pill, it works far better than plain resveratrol, if that makes any difference to you as a listener. I urge everyone, go down, get some sort of a resveratrol pill into your dietary supplement regimen. Make the dose modest, like 50, 100 milligrams or so. Don't go way overboard on this thing because it works better, and there is trouble if you overdose. 500 and 1,000 milligram resveratrol pills, not recommended. They'll produce side effects. But the issue is, where do you get a pill, a resveratrol pill, that's been tested in humans, is the right dose, and it's all been worked out? Well, it's working in the human eye, and it's helping people get their vision back. That's a published study in the journal called Nutrients of the last year. And it's been tested in humans for arterial health and shown that it eradicates the first sign of blood vessel disease. So we know our pill, Longevinix, is working in humans, not just the laboratory where the animals are. And it is the right dose. And if you would like a product like that, it's called Longevinix, Longevinex.com, the word vine in the middle of it, like longevity, and Longevinex, and Longevinex.com, and that, you know, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000 is the phone number. You call, they'll call you back. You want to talk to them. They have a few reports and things they can send you there to get more educated. We want to encourage everyone to get into resveratrol pills and get one that's tested, has the right dose, and has the best chance of really delivering a health benefit to you. And I know a lot of folks, their pocketbook is tight, and they go out and buy resveratrol pills that don't work or aren't labeled properly or don't really have the full benefits, because the Longevinix pill has, and we're going to get into this in the next show that we do, works about 6 to 9 times stronger and better, more beneficially at a low dose than a plain resveratrol pill. So those are what we like to talk about. And I want to say today, where's my little letter here I just got? Sure enough, a mother writes to us, and her three daughters have a hereditary blinding condition called Leber's hereditary retinal disease. It's named after Dr. Leber, L-E-B-E-R. And so they have this congenital, it's kind of like macular degeneration of the retina, only for young people. And so this disease is progressive. It just keeps robbing young people of their vision. It never goes but one way, progressive. And so I remember this mother got a hold of me. Should we try Longevinix on our kids? I said, well, I'm a little cautious because it's got molecules that are in wine, and it might stunt the growth of these kids, but they're going to lose their sight. So let's give it in low dose. I think I told her either take a half a capsule or some of it every other day. And so of all things, here it is 18 months later. We provided a supply for those children to take, and here it is 18 months later, and the children have regained some of their vision. Now think of the odds of doing it on all three if this was just placebo effect. Remarkable. I mean, this is a little heaven sent story. Hillsboro, Ohio is where the mother's from, and the three daughters. And the doctor was taken aback, and the mother doesn't want to reveal what she's given the kids because the doctor will probably poo poo the idea and think, you know, it couldn't be due to that. And so, but he did say, whatever you are doing, keep doing it. But doctors don't normally see a Leber's hereditary retinal disease patient ever have regeneration, regain some of their sight. It always is deterioration. And here it is, remarkably backing it up. And in three children, not just one or two, but in all three. So that's remarkable. So that they're using our Longevinix capsule, and that's what I think we're on top of a miracle here if we could get more people to avail themselves of it.
Bill, I had a customer in our store with Stargardt's disease, which is a genetic abnormality that took away her vision, and we suggested some high-dose vitamin D3 and Longevinix, and she came into the store in about a month in tears and was getting some of her vision back, and something you don't expect to see. I think you mentioned people's pocketbooks, Bill, but what everybody's looking for is the fewest pills that will do them the most good, and that is clearly the definition of Longevinix. I do want, before we run out of time, I want you to give the toll-free number again, please.
Longevinix, 866-405-4000. Leave your name and phone number. They'd be glad to send you information. There's no sales calls or anything like that. We're here to educate folks and tell them how to stay healthy. Remember, it's health insurance, not just health insurance. Don't just pay the bills. Stay healthy so you don't need to go to the doctor. That's what this show's all about. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, Dave Stouter at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. By the way, if you want to reach him directly, try and ring through there. But you can also leave questions for future shows that we'd like to handle. What was that number again, David?
That is toll-free, 844-49-HEART. You can remember it that way, or 844-494-3278. Again, 844-494-3278. We would love to hear from you. So I tell you what, folks. Bill, I know can we you had some information on glaucoma, and I think we should discuss that in our next show. I'd like to see that come up. There's some new interesting thing about statin drugs. We'll cover a lot of things next show. Folks, I hope you will stay with us. We really appreciate you listening. Again, give us a call. Dave Stouter, Bill Sardi, 494-49-HEART. All right, Bill, we'll be back next week for everybody.
Thanks, David. A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.